You can hear incredible stories of old Hollywood if you spend a day at the Motion Picture Home in Woodland Hills, California. It's a retirement home for actors and others in the movie business. It also offers long-term medical care. But this year, the hospital unit is closing because the Motion Picture Home is struggling with rising medical costs. NPR's Karen Grigsby-Bates has that story.
"We take care of our own" is the motto of the Motion Picture and Television Fund. For almost 90 years, the fund has supported people who were the backbone of the entertainment industry. Not highly paid stars, directors, and producers, but prop masters, wardrobe mistresses, and working actors like Dick Wilson, who made a career out of caressing toilet paper.
"Please don't squeeze the shark. Can't blame her, though.
Mr. Whipple!"
And character actors like Hattie McDaniel, who died at the center's hospital in 1952.
"Miss Scarlett, Miss Sue Ellen, you all behave yourself, acting like poor white trash children."
What's made this place so special and people so passionately attached to it is this. If you or a family member had worked in the entertainment industry, you would be cared for regardless of your income. People made contributions to the fund for years, knowing they would have the same option that Whipple and McDaniel had. Except now, they won't. The home's long-term care facility will shut its doors this year, a victim of rising costs. There have been demonstrations like this one, which occurred a week after residents' families were informed of the impending closure. Maria Flora came, pushing her wheelchair-bound mother, an actress from the 40s named Ava Bliss.
"We're here because we were called a week ago and told that we need to find another place for my mom, that they are closing down the long-term care."
It's not just the patients who are being displaced. The staff will be losing their jobs. Staffer Myra Torres.
"I know several people here who've been here since they were 16 and started as waiters and waitresses in the dining room."
Turnover at the long-term care facility is extremely low. Its staff is some of the best in the nation. Even a really good nursing home, when compared to it, falls short.
"Therein lies part of the problem, which is the level of care that it provides is bankrupting it."
That's Jeffrey Katzenberg, CEO of DreamWorks Animation, fund board member, and longtime benefactor. Katzenberg bristles at charges that the home is breaking its promise to care for its own.
"An incredible amount of effort has been and is continuing and will be continued to make sure that these people are not being abandoned in any sense whatsoever. They're not being tossed out onto the street and left to fend for themselves."
Katzenberg says the home is overseeing the transfer and settling in of its long-term residents and making sure people with the greatest need get well situated in good facilities. But Pat Alexander isn't buying it. She was a volunteer at the center for almost 40 years. Her husband, Hal, is a retired TV director and lives there now.
"This is the acute care hospital."
On my tour of the long-term care center, Alexander had some tough questions for Ken Scherer, the Motion Picture Fund Foundation's CEO.
"Why are they putting out the most fragile, the most sick people they want to get rid of?"
Scherer winced. He's acutely aware that much of the motion picture and television community may never find another long-term care facility as good as this one.
"The real challenge is, how do you sustain this model going forward?"
Scherer says he understands the Alexander's need, but cutting the long-term facility may be the only way to protect the motion picture retirement home and the outpatient medical care operation.
"So what we're struggling to do, which is not pleasing to either one of these folks, and I completely understand it, but we're trying to develop a model that not touches only their two lives, but thousands of lives that we're going to be asked to serve in the coming years."
But first, everyone has to get through this year. The long-term care wing of the home is scheduled to close in December. Several families have hired a law firm in an attempt to prevent that closure. Karen Grigsby-Bates, NPR News.